I got an email from one of our listeners. We've been told by people who work at the Australian Electoral Commission that 18% of staff hired to work at the upcoming election have failed compulsory training testing relating to the roles that they have. Can you confirm that? How many people are being employed by the AEC? How many failed the testing stroke training? Now, they sort of come back to us about four times, but eventually they've come back with this. Thank you for your inquiry. As Mr. Hadley and Mr. Rogers discussed the other day, the AEC, and that's the Electoral Commissioner, Mr. Rogers, is in the process of employing and training 75,000 people to help deliver the 2016 federal election. Employing and training that many staff in such a short period is highly complex, but critical in ensuring the election is successful. These Australians from all walks of life will be employed on election day and the weeks before and after in a wide range of roles. The Australian Electoral Commission does everything in its power to ensure the staff are provided with the tools to perform a very demanding but important role, and so it goes on. I can assure you the AEC is focused on ensuring staff have the appropriate level of skill and knowledge for their role. Some individuals may need to be retrained, be provided with a different type of training to take up the roles. This isn't all that surprising. All of us learn differently at different rates. So what they're doing is confirming, the way I read this, that 18% of staff hired have failed compulsory training and testing. That would mean 75,000, well, 10% 7,500, 20% 15,000. So we're talking about 13,000 people of the 75,000 have failed the test. Let's hope by July 2 they know what they're doing, 16 to 12.